USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is there anything we learned today that we have not heard for the last 3 months?
That's presidential lawyer Jay Sekulow following day one of opening statements in the impeachment trial of President Trump in the Senate. Sekulow asking,
are we having an impeachment over a phone call? Or has this been a three-year attempt to take down a president that was duly elected by the American people? And we're doing this with 10 months to go to a general election. Pretty dangerous for our republic, in my view.
The seven House Democratic impeachment managers will resume their opening statements today. A controversial gun measure getting the go-ahead from the Virginia State Senate passing the red flag law on a narrow party-line vote Wednesday. The bill allows law enforcement agencies to keep those who pose a threat to themselves or others away from guns. Three firefighters from the U.S. are dead after their air tanker crashed while battling bushfires in Australia early today. And this is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As we've reported, presidential candidate and Democratic Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suing Hillary Clinton in New York for defamation, saying that Clinton tried to derail her 2020 aspirations by falsely stating that she, Gabbard, was a Russian asset. She explains today her decision to sue.
For Hillary Clinton and her powerful allies to attempt to smear me and accuse me, really implying that I'm a traitor to the country that I love, is something that I cannot allow to go unchecked.
Gabbard speaking there on Fox News this morning. She says Clinton's comments may have cost her campaign over $50 million. An uptick in first-time jobless claims. The Labor Department says there are around 211,000 first-time filings last week, an increase of 6,000 from the week before. The biggest increases in California, Texas, Missouri, and Florida. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
One of the people who authored the CIA's torture program after the 9/11 attacks now says the torture went too far and was borderline illegal. James Mitchell testified yesterday in a Guantanamo Bay courtroom in a pretrial hearing for five accused 9/11 terrorists. The CIA had paid Mitchell and his company over $80 million to develop the torture practices used by the CIA, including waterboarding, stress positions, and mock burials. Mitchell was called by the defense, which wants to keep evidence obtained from tortured suspects out of court. Amazon is going to court to stop Microsoft and the Defense Department from executing a $10 billion cloud computing deal, the project aiming to provide the military with better access to data and tech from remote locations. Amazon originally considered to be the favorite to get that contract, but it filed a motion to stop the deal over questions over the award process. Amazon accusing President Trump of bias against the company and putting pressure on the Pentagon to give the contract to Microsoft. And a Massachusetts judge is throwing out Aerosmith drummer Joey Kramer's lawsuit seeking to force the band to let him play at the Grammy Awards. The suit also sought to have Kramer perform at an upcoming awards gala in L.A. Aerosmith replaced Kramer for the shows because they said he hadn't played or rehearsed with them in over 6 months. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.